Captain of Cool. After 20 movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Avengers have really made a mess of things. Half of them disappeared after the giant, purple space villain Thanos snapped his fingers, and the other half don't know what to do next. What can they do to turn things around? Many believe Captain Marvel will be the solution. Captain Marvel, which came out in Chinese mainland cinemas on March 8th, is not only Marvel's first female-led superhero film, but also the second to last in a series that will total 22 after Avengers Endgame is released next month. It's widely understood that Captain Marvel will finally close the multi-plot and multi-character story of the original lineup of the Avengers. But what makes Captain Marvel special enough to take on Thanos? Captain Marvel's real identity is Carol Danvers, an Air Force pilot and expert in hand-to-hand combat. Like all the best Marvel superheroes, Danvers' transformation to Captain Marvel resulted from her surviving an explosion that gave her special powers. These include the ability to fly at 6 times the speed of sound, superhuman strength, and the ability to shoot energy from her fingertips. By the end of Captain Marvel, Danvers even discovers that she can fly to different galaxies. Her superpowers aside, Captain Marvel is a relatable female superhero. In the previous Marvel movies, female superheroes like Black Widow and Scarlet Witch have romances, but viewers don't see female friendships. By contrast, in Captain Marvel, the friendship between Danvers and her best friend Maria Rambeau is the one that matters most in the film. Captain Marvel is a celebration of womanly wit and strength, and the bond between friends, the Mirror noted. Since she understands how to support her friends, Captain Marvel has no problem working with other superheroes. It's as Jason Lim of the Korea Times concluded. Captain Marvel isn't a woman, white, feminist. She is simply the latest and coolest of Marvel superheroes.